Hello, welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk. Across from me, I have Ryan.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
We are. This is our third episode where we'll be discussing Conker's Bad Fur Day. To lead things off, though, Ryan, have you heard anything new? Any gaming news in the past couple weeks since our catastrophe of a last episode?
Not a whole lot going on. Excited about DuckTales.
Yes,
that's coming out.
Yes.
I think we're all of the 30-plus gamers are excited about DuckTales.
I'm so psyched. I mean, I just want so many things from it.
I watched a really long gameplay video of Black Flag Assassin's Creed 4.
Was it the E3 video or
I don't know. It was on YouTube. How's that?
Okay.
I was not excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Until I watched the fucking gameplay, so there's $60 gone.
You do like the Assassin's Creed?
I do
You're
like
all
Assassin's
about
Creed
the
a
Assassin's
lot,
Creed.
A lot. But yeah, I'll be picking that up. The boat stuff that felt forced in the third game looks a lot smoother, so I was really worried about it. That's why I wasn't going to pick it up. So.
Well, didn't they made the game just because they were getting so much feedback about how they love the boat?
Yeah, there was a lot of people that liked the boat stuff, and I was not one of them. I like stabbing people. In the game. I like stabbing people in the game and not in real life.
Yes.
But, okay. No, yeah, so...
No crimes have been committed in this vicinity.
Not in my home. What else is going on? I haven't really seen a whole lot. It's all new system shit.
Yeah,
I don't care about
it. I can't get behind it.
Committed to PS4, 360. Get in bed with the NSA and suck my dick.
I don't...
You hear that, NSA?
I'm still excited about some of the games that are rolling out that are going to be at the tail end of the...
The big push before the end of life of the previous system.
Which is great. I mean, the game we're talking about now came out at the tail end of the 64.
It did. Didn't God of War 2... God of War 2 came out at the end of the PS2's life cycle, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. So, yeah, I mean, this is when everybody's kind of, like, really just understanding the hardware and they're trying to push it as far as they can. And even if it doesn't work for this hardware, they can probably just port it over to the next system and make a crappy release like King Kong did for the 360.
That was a great movie and a great game.
Horrible,
and I'm glad
that
both
game.
Of them happened. I'm glad Jack Black is getting work.
Oh man. So I've been beating around the bush with The Last of Us because I'm a huge Drake's series fan, like the Uncharted series. Mm-hmm. And what I've been reading about The Last of Us, it's just survival horror where you realize that you're just a one person and just getting the shit kicked out of you. So,
it turns out that you are the Last of Us.
I want to play it, but at the same time, I have a wife who's my bank account or my bankroll, and she's not having it right now. Oh,
I got this drinking problem.
No, mainly because both of my computers died this past 2 weeks.
That was
the worst part for me.
You're not going to hear any of the cool sounds until I mix them in this episode because Dirk's computer died.
My laptop died. Or my power supply went out on my big computer, on my gaming rig, which I thought it was my motherboard CPU fucking RAM combo, because I've been having problems with that thing from the get-go. So I went and dropped $400 to build a new system, and nothing. Wouldn't even boot up, so culprit was the power supply. And then right after that, my laptop died, so I've been just on my iPhone just pretending like I have a system, just like a heroin addict.
On the plus side, all of my computers are working great. Even this crappy one.
Let's be honest. Two of my eight computers broke because I have something wrong with me. but the other ones are allocated. Like they're either media PCs or like they're in arcades. So I'm not using them for normal everyday shit.
Why don't you just pull one of the ones out of the arcade?
No, that's my arcade. That's how we get ants. That's how you get viruses. I'm not rolling
all
that
right,
way.
All right.
So. But anyway, back to Conker's Bad Fur Day. This is one of the games that it came out in 2001. When we played this, this was back in Ryan's trailer park days.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that was right about because I turned 21 in that trailer.
Yeah, where we awesome. Would it was Ivan's game, which I stole from Ivan.
And, hi, Ivan.
Yeah, hi, Ivan. I had your game. I don't have it anymore. So we had Ivan brought this game over, never heard of it before. I think I saw a trailer or two, and then we plugged it in, and it was just a little red squirrel, dick and fart jokes right from the get-go. He was drunk. He was hammered right at the beginning of the game, and I was just like, I'm in.
I mean, I'm doing this. Like, yeah. All right, yeah. He's just going to start off at a bar, calling his girlfriend. You're like, I can relate to this.
Yeah, so I'm just going to assume that if you found this episode, you've played Conker's Bad Fur Day, and I don't even know where to start. I'll let you kick it off. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was trying to warn you not to go to me.
I thought you were just pointing. Like,
no, I was trying to point at my mouth like something's happening.
Mouth is happening. Yeah, don't worry. Happening. It's going to come up.
So, I don't know where to start. Let's see. You start the game off, and you're in the bar. You call your girlfriend. Tell her you're going to be late.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some guys going to war or something, which is a bit of foreshadowing, I guess, for later in the game.
How do you foreshadow in that game? It's just left hand. It's just out of left field.
Well, you know, because later in the game, you end up going to war.
So. Yeah, you end up going to war. Yeah. I don't know. It is foreshadowing.
I didn't realize. There's a lot of stuff. Until I played it recently, I didn't realize there was a lot of stuff that I missed, you know, 12 years ago. God, we're old. 12 years ago, I missed a lot of stuff. And
well, you didn't play it. I actually played it. I think I was the one who actually finished it.
I did play it, but my fucking ROM died.
Yeah, that, well, in Ryan's status, like, oh, I haven't... We're going to talk about that game. I should probably start playing this 3 days before we record.
I got shit to do, man. I'm a busy guy. I got no kids. I'm not married. I got a lot going on.
You got dick going on. You don't got shit going on.
Look,
I know. I called you the other day to talk about the episode. You're like, you were. You said something like, I can't talk right now. I'm watching Die Hard 1. Or I'm watching a movie that you've seen like 8 times.
I think I was watching Die Hard.
It was something like, I'm real busy. I'm watching Die Hard 1. It's a Tuesday night.
Nicole had never seen it.
I don't.
She had to watch Die Hard.
So that's what you're busy with.
I'm real busy. Well, you know, I got the new DLC pack for Assassin's Creed 3. I got a lot going on. I got this drinking habit.
That's the second time you've mentioned that. So the memory is already going. Short-term memory is gone.
Short-term memory loss. That's happening. That's great.
If anybody would like to post anywhere on any of our forum, on the forum, or
if there's a doctor out there,
or Twitter account, we just need a rehab program. It's going to really take the edge off our little podcast here.
If it's somewhere, like some kind of rehab where I can continue drinking, that would be great. Because I like doing that.
That's called a resort.
Yes. Yeah, I need to go to that Lindsay Lohan resort. Where you come out more fucked up than you went in.
There you go.
All right. So,
speaking of coming out more fucked up than when you
went in. Yeah. So, you know, he comes out of the bar, vomits. That's how the game starts off. He comes out of the bar and immediately vomits.
Pukes on a monk, like a little monk dinosaur thing.
That's how you know you're going to light the game.
Yeah. And then he stumbles off. Oh, no, he runs into, he walks into the
well, he stumbles off and passes out, and he wakes up and has no idea where he's at. He's just in. He's in a cornfield with a drunk scarecrow.
Beardy.
Yeah, Beardy. Beardy.
I can't even do it. The talent of the one voice actor throughout that whole game.
Yeah, you told me the other way. It blew me away. It's one guy doing all the male voices, and then there's a woman, and then there was another guy doing. What did he do?
He did the Great Mighty Pooh.
Oh, that's right.
It was just like the lock that was. I was in.
Yeah, that was before YouTube, so we actually had to play the game to watch that shit. But, yeah, I can't believe that guy did all his voice, because he did the Conker voice, but then he did Birdie.
Yeah, you can,
I scare birdies.
Yeah, you can just, well, you can hear, like, the inflection and everything, and he kind of adds lisps or, like, makes him talk a little slower. And I think that his differentiate, like, he just made each character a little more and more retarded, which is how you could tell them apart.
It's true. You know, the guy that does Fry on Futurama, what the fuck is his name, Billy West?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty much his voice. You can hear it in the red M&M. And then, like, Ren and Stimpy, just make one retarded. And
yeah, one retarded, one...
You'll be able to tell the difference.
I'm not sure that Ren would be his normal voice.
Like, well, no. But, I mean, you know, he's done a lot of voices. Yeah. So, you know, you just do your regular voice,
and make one,
do a retarded.
Make one of a list, make one a little retarded. And I'm actually just working with everything slight list.
If you go back and watch
retarded.
Ren and Stimpy, you can tell that he's doing a lot of those voices.
Oh, yeah.
And some of them, he just... Yeah, let's make this one sound stupid.
Save my baby! Save my horse! Save me! All right. So, Conker, it's just throws you out. It's they introduced the context sensitive thing, which was genius because that made it so you didn't have to have any type of weapon inventory. You didn't have to have a backpack that you had to do anything. You just whatever the situation called for.
It gave you what you needed at that moment in
that
time.
That particular moment was context sensitive.
Yeah, context sensitive. That,
there you go. And he initially pulls out a bottle of liquor and gives it to the scarecrow.
He looks at it like he's about to vomit, dude. He looks at it and he's just like...
He's like, yeah, that'll work. And then he pulls out some helium.
Yeah.
And so we have a guy getting pissed drunk, passing out, pulling out more liquor, giving it to an already drunk guy, a drunk bum, and then whippets.
Yeah, it does whippets. And then he moves to the other side, to the other context-sensitive button, and then he takes the Alka-Seltzer. And apparently that makes you immediately sober. Well, I'm going to try that in the morning, see how that works.
That's how I learned to drink.
Yeah. So it was great to be able to go to all of those different buttons. You get to a situation and you're like, well, what the hell am I going to do here? Like you walk into the next area and there's those dung beetles that want to kick your ass.
Well, yeah, you get past the...
And you're like, no, I'm not the fuck with these guys. But you go up on the context set and sensitive button and you pull out your slingshot.
Slingshot, yep.
So it was really cool.
It did have a currency system where they would put game blocks in that you had to have a certain amount of money to get past. So you actually couldn't use that context sensitive button because you didn't get the information from Birdie until you like either... I think you just had to save the hive.
How much was that? Like $1,000 or something? I don't even remember what
it was. You get it back because he jumps out.
Yeah, because his ass smells.
There are so many fart jokes. Like as a grown man with a wife who has his sister-in-law staying with him right now, I'm playing this on my media PC in the middle of my living room, and it's just like because. I forgot how long it was because when I initially started playing it, I went just straight for the Mighty Pooh. I wanted to hear, I am the great Mighty Pooh and I'm going to throw my shit at you. Like that's all I wanted. So, I went straight for that. And if anybody remembers the music going into the poo or when you go to the cows to get the cows to shit, this is just, this is a great...
You are going to be so confused if you've never played this game.
So, it starts off before it actually starts the music. The music are fart noises. It's like,
oh, it is. Yeah, that's right. It little fart tones.
Yeah, before my laptop died, I was loading up the board with all of the songs and all the sounds, and that song, the first like 4 minutes or 3 minutes, is just like. And then it goes into kind of the overarching kind of jazzy clarinet-y horn music that kind of carries you through this whole game. So,
man, you're just bringing back a lot of memories from watching it on YouTube because I couldn't finish it in time.
Well, that's another thing that I think we should talk that I really enjoyed is that when we first played this. In back in 2001 or 2002, I think, yeah, when I was 20 and you were 21, that it was Nintendo always. I don't know. I kind of looked at them as like the Marvel.
Yeah, they were. Well, they were just really PC.
Yeah, clean.
Remember
cut.
They took the blood out of Mortal Kombat.
Yes, that's why. There you go.
And shit like that, and then you're like, oh fuck! Like that should have been on Dreamcast or. Or
yeah,
something like
it should have
been somewhere else where it wasn't so PC with like Mario and baby Mario riding a baby Yoshi on all cute.
Yeah, I don't know how this got through, and I mean there were ratings in place, but it was one of those games where there were a couple people that took that game home to their like 10 or 11 year old kid.
Right, and they're like, this looks cute, it's a squirrel, I had this game with the squirrel.
And then it immediately just drunk squirrel cussing.
The first thing, he cuts the Nintendo logo in half with a chainsaw.
Yep.
He's like, alright, we'll see where this is going.
So yeah, I didn't look any of that up, but God, it was just for two guys in their early 20s. Who were construction workers.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, you had to play like shitty games on the PC to get some good cuss.
Yeah, because like Leisure Suit Larry, that, I mean, it was kind of in that same vein, only Conker's Bad Fur Day was a little more tongue-in-cheek. Like, they alluded to things, or they would like with the movie references. Like,
well, it was what do you mean, like, tongue-in-cheek?
I mean, like, the phrase tongue-in-cheek, like, when you say something, but you're kind of like, you have your tongue in your cheek, like,
Are you calling me?
Yeah, okay. I don't know what you're getting at. We'll touch on this. Where it's more like, I just look it up. So with the game, it starts off in this nice happy world. You got this clarinet going. There's a couple things that happen. You start running into all these like off the wall characters, giant bees that talk, wasps that are assholes, worms and that will rip you in two, talking money, which is the first place.
Talking money,
which is the first place where I heard the word ginger bastard, and I thought that meant stingy. Because I shot Ryan a text when I was playing through it the second time, or right before this episode, and I'm like, the money just called the red squirrel a ginger bastard. That shit is hilarious. No?
There's a whole Wikipedia article for tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek?
Yeah. So it means, like, sarcastically?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can get that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Money. Let's go back to the money.
Money
is fucking hilarious.
The phrases, the money.
The shit the money says. By the way, I think Geico kind of ripped their money off.
They did with the big googly eyes.
The big googly eyed money.
Yeah.
Only except for the Geico money didn't say, hurry up, pick me up, shithead. Yeah,
here I am, you greedy bastard. Where the fuck you been?
Yeah. I would totally have Geico insurance with their money said that.
Yeah. That's not going to sell. That's not going to sell records.
Yeah, I don't think soccer moms are buying money or buying insurance from money that says shithead.
Yeah. So the world, I mean, it's a unique little world because there's like the windmill level.
Meal.
And then that branches off into the Pooh Mountain level. And then it also branches off into the barn level. And for me, like, I was kind of familiar with Rare games. I didn't really play Banjo and Kazooie. It just didn't appeal to me. And Donkey Kong Country, I didn't really actually see that played until...
Really? You didn't play Donkey Kong Country?
No, not Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong 64.
The fuck is that?
It is a Rare game that they released, except it's Donkey Kong.
Is that the one with the bongos?
No, that was your... No. So, Donkey Kong 64 was Donkey Kong. It was a 3D Donkey Kong. And that, I think that, I'm not sure when that came out. I know it came out before Conker's Bad Fur Day. They were still kind of working with the problems they were having with Conker, where it was kind of hard to judge the depth of field in some areas because of the 3D.
I never even heard of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually...
because I was playing Donkey Kong Country, because it's the shit.
No, it is. That's the first game that I bought for Laurel. It was, I think, our first anniversary present.
Oh my god, that is adorable.
Because I had the 64, and she said that she loved Donkey Kong Country, so I went to a play-and-trade when they were still open down here.
And so it was like a 3D game?
Yeah, 3D Donkey. It's not bad.
Really?
Yeah, you have four different characters. You have Donkey Kong, you have Diddy Kong. I think he's not Cranky, he's like a big retarded dude.
No, I think Cranky, like, the grandpa.
Yeah, it's like Iggy Kong or something. I can't think of his name. And then there's the Girl Kong. Girl Luigi Kong.
Girl Luigi Kong.
Anyway, so Conker's Bad Fur Day, it was a little better on the graphic side. Everything was a little more refined. It still did have like the 64 kind of blocky look to it, but they did a really good job.
The time, it was
good. They did it, well, compared, because I couldn't understand in my mind playing a PlayStation game, because Final Fantasy VII was like my benchmark for every game. I'm like, oh my god, these cutscenes are amazing.
That was cutscenes. I mean, well, the gameplay was blocky as
shit.
Yeah,
it was blocky. There were some different things, like a couple loading screens, but the 64, I never really understood the cartridge, especially because the cartridge was like $15 more.
Nintendo didn't want to let it die. Yeah. That was their thing. This is what we're doing. And if you don't want to do it, then buy another system. Yeah. And then we all did, and then they changed to CDs.
Yeah, but they did a good job. I mean, Conker looked great. They actually made a lot of the characters blocky or just as big and as round as possible.
I noticed that, yeah. They just made blocks that jump around.
Yeah,
and
they made it easy on themselves, it looks like.
Yeah.
I don't think the development team for that particular game was too large. I think it was kind of a smaller niche game.
Most older games weren't. Yeah. I can't see it being more than like 10 people.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have been more. We're going to sound like complete assholes. Somebody's going to call us out. If anybody listens.
It took 67 people to make Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Oh, you should have gone comic book guy there. No.
No, I don't know. I just assume that everyone on the internet has a lisp. Do you all have lisps? Because I hear it in my head. That's what you sound like. And when you, well, People that wear fursuits.
I have a bit of a lisp.
People that wear fursuits have lisps.
Okay, that'll work.
Yeah, furries. Furries have lisps. Yeah.
So, with the initial game, is there, aside from the mighty poo, because we're going to talk about that to,
oh, we'll get to the poo.
No end.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Is there anything that kind of, in the first part of the game that stood out to you, or?
Let's see, blah, blah, blah. I had to go through the whole beginning of the fucking game in my head.
Any of the violence? I mean, the
wall. Oh, when you make when you feed that rat cheese.
Oh, yeah, and it explodes.
Because you know that mice can't fart?
Apparently, they're...
Apparently, they knew that, too. So you fill him up with cheese, and he's just leaking gas everywhere, and he finally explodes. And that was, like, the first big bit of violence in that game, which is great. And it looked so bad because of the graphics. I mean, well, it looked great at the time, but now, like, you look at it, it looked like pieces of watermelon. Like, big, round, red pieces of watermelon.
And then his back just falls
right
there.
Yeah, his big
right
backbone
there.
Just falls down.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was another cool thing, is, like, they didn't kill people. They just had people just disintegrate or explode.
Yeah,
so.
It's not like someone like, oh, I'm dying. Yeah, except for Barry.
Ooh,
we'll get to that.
No, I don't remember that part because I'll be honest with you. I couldn't. I made it to Bram Stoker's the Dracula scene.
I hate that level.
No, I hate going through the graveyard. The fucking zombies.
By the way, you know you can jump on top of the tombstones?
Yes, I saw the speed run. I fucking saw that shit. I was so pissed off at that.
Why didn't I think of that?
So
just running around like a maniac.
I lost my goddamn train of thought again.
You were talking about how far you made it?
Yeah, but it was before that. Probably to do with...
I was talking about the rat exploding, the violence.
The violence, and then... couldn't have been that important, I guess. So...
Go on.
That's all I got. So,
well, what was the first thing that struck you as like, oh my god, this fucking game?
The movie references.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That thing that got me, like I think the first major movie reference that I got. That's what I was actually going to say. The movie reference to the rat when he exploded was Monty Python. It was Mr. Creosote.
And I haven't watched a lot of Monty Python. I pretty much watched, like, Life of Brian.
Yeah.
It's like the only one I've ever watched.
So that, I didn't pick up on that one, but there were subtle things you picked up on. I think the first one that I really, really knew that it was a movie reference was the Bales of Hay, Terminator.
Oh, really? You missed all the ones in between that?
Well, I can't think it off the top
of my head. Well, right when it starts, is a Clockwork Orange with the milk.
Oh, okay.
And that look, and it's just...
That's a given.
Okay, it's a movie reference, though.
Okay, yeah, so that was when you weren't sure, like, okay, maybe they're just doing a Clockwork Orange reference. Maybe they're just, that's it. But I didn't know it was going to continue through the game. And that was one of the cool things about continuing with the game. You're like, which one are they going to do next?
Like, once you get, like, two or three, you're like, okay, they're doing this.
This is it. So you want to see where they're going to play it out.
So when you finally collect enough money to get the manual, the how to play the manual thing from Birdie.
Yeah.
You know, remember what he says?
No refund. Love you long time. Sucky. Yes.
Yeah. He's like, you love manual long time.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. Come on. What?
Yeah.
And then there is, I don't think there's, can't think of anything off the top of my head with anything in the barn level until you go into the barn and you fight the pitchfork, and then the bales of hay turns into the giant.
It turns into that Terminator, buff you asshole.
Yeah, buff you asshole. And then you fight
Susie
him.
9mm.
Yeah, so that was really cool. I was like, oh shit, Terminator, this is going to be awesome. And from there, I think, I don't know if the Mighty Pooh has referenced anything. I know the Mighty Pooh referenced
Jaws. When he threw the corn in?
Oh, yeah, he threw the corn in.
He's like, wah, wah, and it goes back and forth.
Let's give them one of your deep-ass voice. Bring me sweet corn.
Bring me sweet corn.
There you go. Somebody give him a job and a voiceover. But, yeah, you walk in. First of all, the poo mountain, after going through all the bullshit. The bullshit of the bullshit.
Yeah, you had to make cow shit, and the bull killed them.
The bulls just disintegrated them, and they were just.
You had to feed them prune juice to make them shit.
There is a story. There is something that you have to do. You can't just make a cow shit.
You gotta feed them prunes first.
Of course, so that's gonna make.
I mean, come on, that just makes sense.
So after all that happens and you get rid of the bowl, you can go back and the dung beetles can actually make you giant balls of dung.
Yeah. And then well, they sounded like, what was on?
Pikes.
Yeah. I was about to say,
you
Brad Pitt. You like dags? Yeah.
I'm not doing any voiceovers for any type, so I want no judgment. And if you have a problem, you start your own goddamn podcast.
Start your own goddamn podcast. Shit, you do pikey accents.
This shit is ours.
Yeah.
So after that, you roll the poo around. It was nice enough because the whole landscape was poo, so it actually got bigger and bigger and bigger until you could finally bust open the door and then you could go in and see the poo.
The Katamari of poo.
I have a theory, though, because that mountain was constantly flowing down.
Yeah, that was – I mean, it takes a lot to gross me out, but I remember being – when I was a kid, and I'm just like, ugh, it's like making that noise – and you can see it, like, kind of flowing.
No, when he's running around, it's like...
Yeah, like, where is all this poo coming from?
I have a theory about that when I was playing the game.
Go on.
So if that poo is constantly flowing down the mountain, and there's a constant stream of it from the cows, as long as that happens, that entire world is made from shit. Because that was the highest point on that map.
Oh.
The implications of that mountain...
You just blew my mind, bro.
So that's, yeah, what I'm just like sitting there, that everything is shit.
Wow.
It could happen. I mean, everything
is like,
it's
one of those social commentaries.
Yeah. The whole world is just made
the world
from,
is shit.
Just absolute shit. So,
your kids will find out
this,
later.
I think this might be as good a time as any to talk about, like, the first major awesome point, or, like, in the game, in my opinion, was fighting the Mighty Pooh. You hear the bring me some sweet corn, you go club. Pour corn and throw it in the water. See the jaws.
Yeah, because yeah, I mean, you right before you run in there, there's the dung beetle talking about how it just something took his friends.
It's a basil over there. It's a basil.
Yeah, and you go in there and this like huge hand is just like grabbing for the sweet corn, and it's trying to grab you, and you're just he just helps everybody for some reason. I don't understand why. Because he doesn't want to, but he does it anyway. So
he just wants to get home. He's like, don't give a shit.
It's bring me sweet corn. And he's like, all right. So he starts throwing sweet corn in the pile of shit. And it finally emerges.
Yeah, and it emerges like in the best way. Because you're not expecting a whole song
whole
and dance.
Operatic kind of me.
So at this point, we'll probably have music playing behind us of the Great Mighty Pooh. But... it was one of those parts of a game where I don't think I've ever really laughed out loud so many times at a game, but when it hit that part where the context sensitive was you throwing toilet paper at the shit monster while he's singing, and when the only reason he pops up out of the shit is to go, oh!
Well, hold on a second. Here.
I am the Great Mighty Pooh. I am going to throw my shit at you. A huge supply of tish comes from my chocolate starfish. How about some scat, you little twat?
You see what I'm talking about? This is fucking ridiculous. There's no reason this should exist in the Nintendo universe.
No, there is, and that's why I love it. I mean, when we... because we're still trying to figure out what games we're going to do and what we want to talk about. Do we want to do newer or older games? Kind of something that we could be on the same level with. Conker's Bad Fur Day was just one of them. Like, I can talk about a little red squirrel just decapitating people, shitting on things, like dick and fart jokes, alcohol.
Yeah, and that song will be ingrained in your memory forever.
Forever.
And here we are, what, 12 years later? And we still know all the fucking words to it.
We will put a link in the comment section, or in the description section. So if you're listening to our podcast on the website, not on iTunes, then I'll just make a YouTube video link. You can just go straight to it and just enjoy.
You know what's
it.
Weird is I had a couple of people ask me, like, what's your next episode? I said, Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Nobody knows it.
What's that? What? You never... really?
Dude, it flew under the radar.
Really?
There wasn't that much advertising, and it was. It was, like, real quick. It was a squirrel humping, like, I think a chick's leg or something like that. I can't remember the advertisement, but there wasn't a whole lot. And I actually thought that it was another rare character that wasn't flushed out in another one.
Banjo and Kazooie.
Yeah, they just threw it in there. So after the Great Mighty Pooh, that for me was kind of the end. I mean, there still is a lot of humor in the game moving forward, but that was the end of kind of the lighthearted.
Well, that was shit got real easier after
part
that,
of that game.
Real quick,
yeah. I mean the dinosaur world wasn't too bad, but when you started getting into racing the cavemen on the hoverboards, which I still think is a Back to the Future 2 reference.
It could be. I didn't take it that way, but why not? Hoverboards.
You know what got me is that when they flew over the camera in the initial part, that looked like Biff and his guys going across the water
over the fountain, or whatever.
In Back to the Future 2. So that's what it sparked it for me. But that part was unnecessarily hard, just because you had to hold the joystick forward to accelerate, and you had to dodge the goddamn walls, and there was no chocolate in the initial part of it.
Oh, that's right. So you're just stuck with what you have.
Yeah, and there was there's a dinosaur. There's a dinosaur that just paced. They put a Brachiosaurus pacing back and forth.
Well, those are really easy to ride a hoverboard right directly through.
Yeah, or directly into, or into the tail, or into the leg. But after that, I mean, you go on to that kind of like the gladiator scene where you go into that big arena.
You
fight the big guy. Well, after you fight the dinosaur,
you fight the Tyrannosaurus thing. Mm-hmm.
Then you can. At that point, you have enough. Oh no, we skipped the worst part of the game that I hate the most. The goddamn clock tower. Like, we blew over that one. That was the one where the dogfish was tied up, and you had to swim underwater, but you could also drown.
If you go back and play it, it wasn't that bad. Did you?
I did play that.
Really?
I hated it.
You can actually breeze right through it.
I couldn't understand what the headlamp did. I still don't know if that
it doesn't really do anything.
It's got to illuminate the doors, I think, the paths. That was awesome.
Oh, sorry.
You should give me a wave. I'll stop talking next time you do that, and then we can just cut that shit out. Motherfucker. Son of a bitch. So, yeah, no, the clock tower, in my opinion, was just... It was one of those weird things where they were still trying to work with the 3D angles, because in some parts of Conker, you could move the camera, but in some parts, the camera
was
static.
It was hard to move the camera because it only went pretty much left and right and zoomed out.
Yeah.
So it was hard to do. And the camera didn't move like it does nowadays, where you push left and it kind of moves
right.
Yeah,
and we're a little spoiled now. There's been 12 years of technology and games
on the emulator, I switched my C buttons left and right.
So you could...
Yeah.
So I
can move the camera the way that's, you know, normal.
I kept mine the same. It wasn't that hard to get used to, but after that, when you move on to the Dracula... That's about as far as I got. I was able to get through the zombies, get up the hill to Dracula's castle, beat Dracula. But then when the other zombies pop back out, that's about when I stopped playing it, because I forgot how much content was in this game.
Oh, when you had to go get all the keys so you can get out of the castle?
Yeah, that's where I stopped. I was just, I can't key collect anymore. I can't go on. They kind of had escort missions, but when you're more pushing the people, or you're more just...
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I couldn't... I just stopped doing that, and I watched a little bit more. I forgot how awesome the Saving Private Ryan scene was.
It is.
In war. And two, how long that section was, and how horrible those fucking teddies were.
Oh, yeah.
And then they added in the spiders, they added in the teddies, they added in the lasers
It was very nerve wracking when you're and like one jumps out from behind a crate.
Anxiety. It was so much anxiety. So this game ran the gamut of being like this kind of cute dick and fart joke game to just no.
You could just turn into Metal Gear Solid. What happened? They're coming at me.
No, Metal Gear Solid isn't even that bad, because I can at least see those jackasses pacing. I'm like, I got you, motherfucker. I got you. So. I just that right there, it just seemed really long. And then I think when war is done, you pretty much head to the Matrix part.
Yeah.
Well, no, you go to the heist.
Yeah, you go back to the Federal Reserve Bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go back and you find your girlfriend with the mob boss. Well, she didn't recognize you because you were a caveman.
Fuck that girl,
because you had a hat on. What a bitch. But
not like my guy.
Yeah, he wants you to rob the Federal Reserve Bank. Get it? Because they're all animals. Get it? That's ridiculous.
Did you read any of the headstones in the graveyard? Were you able to see
it? I saw it. Wasn't there like an IP Freely
or
something?
There was an IP. There was a... Oh, Jesus. I should have wrote them down. But yeah, there were a couple that were just like IP Freely or B... No, one of them was like a Mr. C Man. I didn't pick up on that the first time around, maybe because I was too busy shitting my pants because there were zombies jumping out everywhere.
You should have gone on top of one of the tombstones.
I should have. You know what? I didn't watch the speed run. But, yeah, with the war, there wasn't a whole lot after. I know there's a lot of part that we may be like glancing over in the war, but that was as much as I hated the clock tower, I didn't like the war thing. I think it was just... It was just the difficulty.
It wasn't fun anymore. It was like, God damn, now I have to play this game.
It's a fucking game. Damn it.
There's no more poop songs?
Yeah, there's nothing. They threw that poop song. Like, dude, I'm ready for another one. Come on, throw like a piss song.
No, that was the end of the cute fun.
The boobies fun or something? That. No, just horrible.
The flower with the huge boobs, that shit's gone.
The Matrix part was pretty cool. We skipped over the giant monster or the boiler, the big stove with
the huge brass balls,
brass polished to the nth degree. Yeah,
right.
And of
you
course,
have to fight the little devil monsters that are smoking a joint.
Yeah, it's. I mean that all leading up to it, and you got to pee on the flaming thing. So that leading up to that, you're like, oh, okay, so. I get to pee on things, there's a big monster that I'm going to dump Dookie on, and then smash his giant brass balls with two bricks. Like, that's what we're leading up to, and then they hit the war scene, or the zombie scene, and then, oh, you know what we didn't talk about? When you first die.
Oh yeah, the first time you die.
Greg.
And you meet the Grim Reaper, Greg.
One of the best characters, I think, that's been in a video game. It's just, he's such a tiny little man syndrome... Just awesome.
And he comes out with the megaphone, Conquer.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to do his voice because it's just so high. And you know, because he did the voice like synthesizer or something. But he hates cats.
I fucking hate cats.
Sorting cats with nine lives, always meowing, pissing on things. So, yeah, when you first meet Greg, I completely forgot about that because they don't introduce the tails. I'm running around trying to find extra tails, but I didn't need it because I didn't die. I think in the first 2 hours that I played the game, but then when I did, I forgot. I'm like, oh shit, Greg. And then he pops up another time in the game when you're just about to go up to Dracula's castle. That part was the beginning of just absolute horrible shit. So hard. But the Matrix, when they came out with the Matrix, when he's like, I want a suit like her, and they roll it out like that. And you have to do the B buttons where you're like matrixing,
do the flip and you shoot in slow motion.
That was awesome. That was pretty rad.
I mean, that was before the Matrix spoofs were a dime a dozen. They hit it right at the right time.
I think it was cool because it was cool to see such a new movie in there because all the other movie references were a little older.
Yeah.
I mean, Terminator 2 was, what, 92 or something like that? So that
was. I mean, there was Jaws as old as shit.
Yeah, Jaws. We're probably going to miss a couple. There were so many movie references, even going back, that I don't even get.
The war movie.
Saving Private Ryan.
And Full Metal Jacket was old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's an Indiana Jones reference in there. Did you read that? When he's like, Teddy, I hate those guys.
I hate these guys.
Yeah. So there are things that we didn't even pick up on when we were younger. Like now the internet. I mean, the internet was around back then. I didn't have it because I didn't own a computer when I was 20. Because, again, I don't know why. I just didn't. I'd like to spend my time outside before I realized that inside's the place to be. It's where I belong.
Or like Eyes Wide Shut. We would have never got
that. Oh, I got that. I watched that when we were younger, though. No, I watched it when I was in college.
Really?
When I was up at NAU. Because when he said Fidelio, I was like, That's the sex scene. That's how you get into all the sex. Yeah, but then fellatio. How many games can they put it like in fellatio, and just be awesome with it? So there was that. There was a couple messed up parts where you kind of knew it was going to come, like when you had to kill that dinosaur, that poor little dinosaur. You sat on the hatch.
He called you mommy.
You crush him to appease this god so he'll open his snot-ridden mouth that you have to...
Why does he have so many uvulas?
I don't know. And then you have to go bomb that place, but there's also a dance club scene There's just so many things, and then the music was just awesome. We led this episode off with the main theme from the Windmill. Like, you heard it. It's probably playing in the background right now. At least it's going to, isn't it, Ryan? Mixed
nope.
down.
I'm going to make you sound awkward as shit.
Yeah, awkward as shit. So just listen to the music. No music? Okay. And then I think when you're done with the Matrix, up into the vault, you get all the money, you become a millionaire, and then they unleash, the scientist comes out. By the way, we should say, what's the premise of the whole game? What's the overarching story?
Besides him waking up too drunk or hungover?
Who's the antagonist?
See, I know you're trying to throw me for a curveball. I just think I don't know this. But, see, it's the Panther King. But yes. He is only the Panther King because he cut the leg off of the Weasel King, which is the scientist. He used to be the Weasel King.
I did not know that.
His leg.
Okay, so because that they
that's why he hates him so much.
Well, they referenced the Panther Weasel War, like when the
That's why he hates him so much, because he took his leg.
Okay,
and took his throne.
Okay, so he took his leg and his throne, but the whole thing was just because there was a table that held the milk for the Panther King,
and one of the legs was broken off, and the only thing that would fit underneath it is a red squirrel. It had to be a red squirrel.
Yeah.
There were plenty of gray squirrels in the game, but you were the only red squirrel.
No, but if you
noticed,
the gray squirrels were all shorter.
Were they?
Yeah, they weren't as tall as the red squirrel. So, just an absolute nonsense premise. Like, if you die, you are the table leg for the rest. Like, if you lose all your continues.
Do they not have Home Depot in that world? Let's go get a 2x4 and fix it.
Nope.
No.
But then the game's over. It's like the child's play thing. Like, if you have a little doll that's coming after you, you crush it, and the movie's over. Like, a 1 foot tall doll is going to attack me.
Well, why don't I just
crush it?
Right,
it's
now.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got a knife. That's nice. I'm still going to crush it.
It's adorable.
I'm a grown ass man.
Yeah, my limbs are way longer than yours.
So that's why you need to stick with the storyline. But and even like the Weasel King, he's still doing things like we know his end game. He's been feeding this panther.
He's been giving him Munchausen syndrome.
Yeah, he's feeding him the alien. So it bursts out of his chest, but at the same time, he creates the teddies. Which, the fucking teddies.
Yeah, this is awful.
So yeah, in the vault, the alien jumps out of the
Panther King's chest,
and you go away into a, Barry gets sucked out into the airlock.
Yeah, well, no.
Well,
okay,
Panther
King is up on the throne, and he has the mobster with him that turned you in.
Okay.
And he smokes Barry, and she's dead.
Okay.
And then the professor kills the Panther King with the alien jumping out of his chest.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the alien's name is Heinrich.
Heinrich the alien, thank you.
Yeah. And then you end up going into space, which I don't even remember
lifting off. Oh, yeah.
Did you get into space? You're just suddenly in space, because why not?
Maybe it's so tall that you go into space.
Yeah, there's your next movie reference, by the way, is the alien.
Yeah, alien. So
and they didn't even try to hide that one. It looked exactly like the alien.
You go in, it's Aliens, actually, from the second movie, where you go in and put on that forklift suit, badass suit. I still want one of those. Jesus. So you put on that forklift suit, and you come at her, and you say the line, "Get away from her, you bitch!" And it's just on, so you're just fighting the alien. Actually, but everything gets ripped out, and then the game locks up on you after you beat the alien.
Yeah, you try to throw it out a couple of times. I think it's the rule of three.
Well, yeah, the rare rule of three.
Yeah,
there's
the rule of three, so you throw it out three times, and it jumps back in, and you're like, this is the end, it's over. And it comes at you, it jumps at you, and it freezes like inches from your face, and he's like, hello.
Yeah, he kind of looks at the, he's like, talks. He starts talking. He breaks down the fourth wall and starts talking to you as an audience and the developer.
He's like, is there any developers out there? And they start like responding in code at the bottom.
So you wind up striking up. The Cocker strikes up the deal with the developer to. You get another Matrix reference where he goes and gets all the, like he gets
oh,
all
the big gun wall that comes out in the Matrix.
Yeah. So and I guess the samurai sword that he picked up,
that's from Kill Bill.
Yeah. He. No, it wasn't
Kill Bill. The other Quentin Tarantino movie,
Pulp Fiction. Yeah, so he chooses that, and then he winds up chopping up the alien, and then
Quentin Tarantino loves samurai swords.
He does. He's a huge fan.
But he buys those things off the Home Shopping Network.
He's Tarantino, man. He's getting that shit straight from Japan, man.
Somebody has to be keeping that shit in business.
Maybe. Oh, the knife channel where he's just like, man, I got this. This is the 105th knife that we will have in this display. Look at it. It's got the ivory, the imitation ivory handle. It's got a place in case you want an engraving.
Genuine imitation it's stainless just, steel.
This is this. I'm going to throw this in for free. And he throws it into like the little wood thing. And must I, you
how
know,
many takes do you think that took?
I don't know. They do it live, man. They Bill O'Reilly that shit. Bill O'Reilly, fuck it, let's do it live. So pretty much there, that's the end of it. He becomes the king because everybody's dead. He hates it.
Yeah.
Because all he wanted to do was go home.
Just go home and go to bed.
He was drunk. He just wanted to be at home. He wanted just to... everybody around him was an idiot. And they all look like they're goddamn idiots.
And then they're all there to join him while he's on the throne. Everyone he hated in the entire game is there in his throne room.
But he still helped him out. And he's just like, and that's it. So it was kind of, I mean, it did take a big arc.
You know what was great is that he asked the developers for help, right?
Yeah.
So it was frozen up and said, give me a weapon. All right, pause it. Now take me back to the throne room. Right?
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
now
yeah.
unpause the game. So, and then he kills the alien. Then he gets back and says, I should have brought my girlfriend back to life. And then, you know, program was already gone.
Yeah. Oh, she wasn't around for the end of it either?
No, he forgot to bring her back to life and the program was still there.
Poor Barry. She sucked out into space somewhere.
Yeah, she was probably a bitch anyways.
She was, man.
He's
she
like did. My boyfriend or something.
Speaking of girlfriends, I did get some feedback from one of our listeners who happens to be my wife.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was my girlfriend.
Yes, my girlfriend, who's my wife.
My girlfriend, you idiot.
My girlfriend. This is probably the best feedback I've gotten so far. It's, you know what, I really like when you guys go back and forth. It's the most interesting part. It's the part that I don't like is when you start talking about games. So
my mom thinks we're really funny.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
I think we have one or two friends who really enjoy it. And I was also told that he's not like a Jersey douche guy. He's kind of got the blowback hair. Paul, he says that our podcast is low T.
Fuck, does that? We don't have testosterone.
Yeah, low testosterone.
We want to talk about football for a second. Want to talk about Carson Palmer?
We could butch it up. I mean,
why the fuck did we get Carson Palmer?
I don't, dude. I don't know. See, I
don't know. Why are they running Patrick Peterson on offense?
You just took this really the wrong way. You got real mad. You're like, you son of a bitch.
I talk about football. You like that, Paul? I can be a man for a second.
If you are going to yell at people, can you pull your mic back?
I want to yell at Paul right in his face.
No, but it's in my ears. It's so in my ears.
Yeah, it is in your ears. I'm sorry. Sorry, Paul.
You're not sorry. Paul's not sorry. So, yeah, I mean, with the music and everything, the movie references, the humor, the dick and fart jokes, I mean, boobs everywhere. This was one of the games that... It's a must-have, and to like as a testament, you can't find this game used cheaper for $70.
Yes, sir. Go. I'm going to get on eBay right now, and I'm going to go look for it.
Well, I'll talk about on Amazon while you're looking up the games on eBay. On Amazon, the brand new games go for $350.
Oh, I found one for like $550 on Amazon.
Oh, no, because
brand new with the cellophane still on it.
No, the $350 one, the cellophane was broken.
Yeah, it was damaged. The plastic wrapping was damaged. Fucking ridiculous. Literally, right here, $60. You can buy it now for 78, just the cartridge.
Is there any is it free shipping?
Oh, fuck, I don't know. It's just eBay. It doesn't say.
Well, usually it says free shipping. Anyway.
$70. $51. Well, and that you have to bid on it, and no, it still has a whole day left.
I did a buy it now.
You bought it?
No. I filtered to buy it now, and the cheapest one I found was $70 free shipping.
Yeah, you're not going to find it. You'd be lucky to find it for under $60. Very lucky.
If you're savvy enough, you can play the emulator. It does have some minor glitches some of the textures pop through the other textures, like with the eyelids.
Well, that was like a lot of older games are like that.
And for some reason, when you pause it, it just doesn't really handle the pause screen that well because it usually shows like a background.
Yeah, it's all fuzzy.
Yeah, it's like a TV, like a weird TV got messed up. But
shit, what was it? Oh, yeah. If you're gonna get this, do not get the Xbox version.
Oh yes, don't do no. Because they updated the graphics, but they just trimmed it. They took all the good. They edited everything out. They took out all the profanity. Well, I should say on the original game, they tactfully bleeped f**k.
They did. I mean, apparently shit's okay to say, and ass is okay
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, well, this, I mean, I'm thinking that they're going...
bitch is okay to say. You cannot say f**k on Nintendo games.
Fellatio.
You can say fellatio. You can't... You can blow up a rat.
Yeah.
You can smoke whoever you want to in whatever way you want to.
You could
to.
Have a giant pile of shit, rip yeah. shit off of it, and throw it at... You can make a cow shit while you ram a bull into it, and it explodes.
But you can't say f**k.
You can crush a baby dinosaur that you nurtured from the egg.
Your poor little baby yeah. dinosaur.
No, but they did it like they when they edited it in the Nintendo version, they put like the little they actually made the animated or the tilde or the squiggly sign.
Oh,
like,
little at sign.
Yeah, they
the
made it like kind of
point.
Animated, which yeah. which made it a little better. I was so disappointed with the Xbox version because they. What they did is they
took all the filth.
I think they own the
same game with it.
No, I think they own the rights to that now.
Really?
So there's nothing that we can do. They won't
get
anything
back. It's not
the
same game without all the filth.
No, yeah, they took that out. They edited and then they just slapped on some piss poor multiplayer.
Yeah,
because that I mean
they didn't
that.
Even really update the graphics. They just put more Furnace Tale.
what was that going for? That because we just went to I drug Ryan to a used game shop up by my house, which I was none too impressed with.
Oh, I don't remember. No one in there was nerdy enough.
Yeah,
for me.
I'm not gonna throw anybody under the bus because it's just used game stores are getting few and far between.
Yeah, and it should have been awesome. And they did have some pretty cool stuff. Like up by the door, they had some Ataris.
They
have an Odyssey or something. They had something else up there, which was pretty awesome. They had a Nintendo Super Nintendo controller in the box.
They did
sealed still,
but they were way overpriced. Like they were selling Super Nintendos for $90.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. No, the Super Nintendo was $70, which is I can kind of see.
Do I buy Super Nintendo? I got one. I'll sell it to you for $60.
Nice. No, the Nintendo 64. They were selling them for $90. I think they were going for $120 brand new when they were first released.
I got one of those too. You want to buy it?
I actually gave that to you.
I know you want to buy it back.
No, I'm okay. So,
I got a GameCube. You want to borrow that? I didn't buy it. Don't borrow it.
No, I actually just sold mine. Oh. I did a purge, which is bad.
Which was a mistake.
It was. I've gotten rid of so many game systems I should have hung on to, but I'm kind of in the emulator stage. Like, I don't need the game.
I got a 2600. You want to buy it?
No.
You got a Dreamcast. You want to buy it?
Do you really?
Yeah. It's in the other room. We'll look at it after this.
Oh. And with that, I'm going to call the episode. I'm going to go fucking see a Dreamcast. So, yeah, I think that we should... This is a game that anybody should play. Check it out. You're going to be offended. Don't play it around anybody who respects you.
Don't play it around people that you love.
Just make it like a closet porno thing where...
Yeah, you know that day where you call into work and you just hang out and jack off all day? Don't jack off all day. Play this game.
Play the game. So I think that I think we've covered almost everything. Is that it? I don't want to cut you off or anything. No? You're thinking buttercream. You know, I'm calling it. I think we've
done it. No, I think we're good. I think we've covered most of it. If you have anything else, leave it in the comments. If we missed something, let us know. We'll be sure to address it and then tell you how much of failures we are.
Hit us, yeah. If hit us up on Twitter or we're at Casual Cowards at Twitter. Is that Twitter or
no? Twitter is at Casual Cowards. Oh, do you know? I know how the future works.
No.
Twitter at Casual Cowards. Facebook.com/Casual Cowards. If you want to get to our fan page.
Or you can go on iTunes and you can search for Casual Cowards in the podcast section. And then
we're on Stitcher.
We are on Stitcher. I'm having a hell of a time with Stitcher.
We're trying to get on Screw Attack somehow.
Screw Attack, we may do a blog. I'm not sure if we can upload audio onto Screw Attack. I think they can only do video stuff.
Check out casualcowards.com. That'll lead you to all of it.
Yeah. Or iTunes.
The gateway.
iTunes will, if it's easier for you, iTunes has our email. It has a link to our site. And then you can go to there. So, that's going to do it. My name is Dirk again.
My name is Ryan again.
Thank you for joining us for the third episode.
Peace.
Bye-bye.